This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Friend, for the past several times we've been discussing the proposition that baptism is the act of obedience which brings the penitent believer into the church or into salvation. Now notice I'm not saying that baptism does anything at all for the person who is not a believer. If a person were not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, he simply could not be baptized in obedience to Bible teaching. And even if he's a believer, if he is not a penitent believer, if he is not a believer who has changed his mind about how he's living, if he's a believer but has not changed his mind and decided that he will devote his life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he is not a proper subject of being baptized. But even if he is a penitent believer, and even one who has confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, he is still not saved. For baptism stands between the penitent believer and the remission of his sins. Turn with me to the 2nd chapter of the book of Acts, and beginning with verse 22, you will find the Apostle Peter there preaching to the Jews who were instrumental in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it was they who persuaded Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, to deliver Jesus up to be crucified. And the Apostle Peter said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves know, him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Now notice plainly that the Apostle Peter, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, accused these people who were listening to him that they were instrumental in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he went on then to prove that Jesus was the Son of God from Old Testament Scripture and from the fact of the miracles which Jesus had done in their very presence. Now notice as he concludes that line of argument in verse 36, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Notice he draws a conclusion to the evidence that he had presented that Jesus is the Son of God, and all of them could know it from the evidence he had given. Now notice this very crucial statement in verse 37. "Now when they," that is the people who had been listening to Peter, the ones who had been accused of the crucifixion of our Lord, "when they heard that," that is, when they heard what Peter had preached, "they were pricked in their hearts." That shows that they believed what he had preached. If they had not believed it, they wouldn't have cared one way or the other. But they did believe it. They were pricked in their hearts, and because they did believe and were convinced of their sins, they now realize that they had had a part in the crucifixion of the very Son of God, in the crucifixion of the Messiah for whom they had been looking for so many centuries. They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brethren, what shall we do?" Now, what did they want to know? What shall we do for what? Were they saying, because we're believers and already saved, what shall we now do that we're saved? Quite obviously not. They wanted to know what to do to be saved, what to do to gain remission of sins. Now bear in mind, they are already believers. But they ask what to do, and they're asking what to do to gain the remission of sins. And it is that question which Peter answers. And now notice how he gives it. He does not give it the way modern day preachers do, at least many of them, to say, "Well, you're believers and you have nothing else to do." He rather said to these believers in verse 38, "Repent ye." You see, believers have yet to repent. But that isn't all. "And be baptized." You see, being a penitent believer isn't enough. A penitent believer still has to be baptized. "Repent ye and be baptized." How many of you? "Every one of you." By what authority? "In the name of Jesus Christ." That is, by the authority of Christ. "For what reason should you repent and be baptized?" "Unto the remission of your sins." You see, one is to repent and be baptized, not because he's already received remission of sins, but in order to receive the remission of sins. So friends, Acts 2:38 makes clear that for the penitent believer, baptism stands between him and the gaining of the remission of his sins. But our time's gone for today. It's been good to be with you. Please do be back with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.